This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Good morning, and a warm welcome to the second half of Catholic Radio on MPR, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu. We will be sharing a radio liturgy during which we will pray together, listen to, and reflect on the readings for the day, as well as getting some news from our parishes. I'm June Hurley, and with me in the studio today are Tariki and Angela. So good morning, Angela and Tariki.
Good morning, June.
Great to have you here today. Today is the second Sunday in Lent, and our first reading tells of the calling of Abraham. Thanks to his faith in God, the whole human race has been blessed. In the second reading, we hear that the power of God and the vision of immortality enable Christians to face sufferings, which faithfulness to the gospel may bring. In the gospel, we hear the story of the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, where three disciples get a glimpse of the glory of Jesus. There have been a few times when most of us have been called out of our comfort zones, and often it's only as we look back that we see that God was there with us. So let's be thankful that God has chosen us, and let's ask for help and guidance to respond.
God has chosen me, God has chosen me to bring good news to the poor. God has chosen me, God has chosen me to bring new sight to those searching for light. God has chosen me, chosen me. And to tell the world that God's kingdom is near, to remove oppression and break down fear. Yes, God's time is near, God's time is near, God's time is near, God's time is near. God has chosen me, God has chosen me to set a light anew.
So let us begin our liturgy by acknowledging the Holy Trinity, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the second Sunday of Lent, the Church puts before us the transfiguration of Jesus. His face shone and his clothes became dazzling white. We too can experience transfiguration. Virtue transfigures us. Let us turn to the Lord for the help we need, so that our lives may be transfigured by the practice of virtue. Lord Jesus, you help us to turn hatred into love. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you help us to turn bitterness into forgiveness. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you help us to turn sorrow into joy. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And let us pray. O God, you have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son. Be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that we may rejoice to behold your glory, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. And now let us listen to God's word.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you.
The word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you.
Truly the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you.
Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and shield. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you.
Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. The second reading is from Timothy. With me, bear the hardships for the sake of the good news, relying on the power of God, who has saved us and called us to be holy, not because of anything we ourselves have done, but for his own purpose and by his own grace. This grace had already been granted to us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has only been revealed by the appearing of our Saviour, Christ Jesus. He abolished death, and he has proclaimed life and immortality through the good news. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel is from Matthew. Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain where they could be alone. There in their presence he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them. They were talking with him. Then Peter spoke to Jesus. "Lord," he said, "it is wonderful for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when suddenly a bright cloud covered them with shadow, and from the cloud there came a voice which said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. He enjoys my favour. Listen to him." When they heard this, the disciples fell on their faces, overcome with fear. But Jesus came up and touched them. "Stand up," he said, "do not be afraid." And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one but only Jesus. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus gave them this order: "Tell no one about the vision until the Son of Man has risen from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The following is a homily from the late Father Flor McCarthy. Picture an old lamp covered with layers of dust and dirt. How wretched and useless it looks. Then someone comes along, cleans off the layers of dirt, polishes it until it begins to sparkle, and then lights it. Suddenly the lamp is transformed. It positively glows, radiating light and beauty to every corner of the room. Whereas prior to this it was disfigured with dust and dirt, now it is transfigured with beauty. Yet it's the same lamp. When an object or a person is loved and cared for, it is rendered, redeemed, and rendered brighter and worthier. As Jesus went about Galilee, his divinity was cloaked by his humanity. But on Mount Tabor, God's light burst forth from the body of Jesus, and he was transfigured. The three apostles got a glimpse of his divinity, hidden in the depths of his humanity. They were overcome with the beauty and brilliance of it. It was not a surface thing, but an inner essence shining through. God was in Jesus. There are two potentialities within us, the potentiality for evil and the potentiality for God, good. Take the potential for evil. We are capable of such things as hatred, bitterness, cruelty, greed, envy. These are ugly things and bring out the worst in us. They corrupt the heart. And corruption of heart coarsens the face and darkens the eyes. Evil disfigures us. Take our potential for good. We are capable of such things as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, mercy, compassion. These are beautiful things and bring out the best in us. They purify the heart, and purity of heart softens the face and causes the eyes to shine. Goodness transfigures us. Basically, we are transfigured by what we love, what excites us, what moves us, what rouses our spirits, and what causes us to be awake and alive. What shows us at our best and brightest. The artist Van Gogh was not noted for his physical beauty. In fact, his face was described by some as being repulsive. Yet as soon as he began to speak about art, his melancholy expression would disappear. His eyes would sparkle, and his features would make a deep impression on those around him. It wasn't his own face any longer. It had become beautiful. It seemed that he was breathing in beauty. At times, all of us can feel down, a prey to feelings of failure and worthlessness. But then something nice happens to us. A friend calls, or we get a message with some good news in it, and suddenly everything has changed. The truth, of course, is that nothing has changed. It's just that a spark of joy or hope or love has been kindled in our hearts, and we see ourselves and our lives in a new and better light. We are made in the image of God. We carry the splendor of divinity within us. However, sin tarnishes that image and so disfigures us. But virtue causes that image to shine and so transfigures us. We are at our best when we are good. Like the apostles on Mount Tabor, we too can experience rare moments of light and joy. We get glimpses of the promised land towards which we are travelling in faith. In his love for us, God allows us to taste on earth the joys of the world to come. In between, like Abraham, we travel in the darkness of faith. Now let us pray that we may not grow faint on our journey, that we may have the courage to persevere.
For the Church, that during this Lenten season we may experience a transformation of our lives, so that by our actions we may reach out to others in spreading the good news. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For the gift of peace, that you will turn hearts from violence and open new pathways for dialogue with Iran, Russia, and Ukraine, so that all may experience peace. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose lives are disfigured by poverty, hunger, and suffering, Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For candidates for full communion with the Church, that you will lead them to a deeper awareness of the new life within them and help them to be renewed by their Lenten observance. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the descendants of Abraham, Christians, Jews, and Muslims, that we celebrate what we share in common and pray for an end to the anger and violence that separates us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our loved ones who have died, that they enjoy peace and rest from their labours, and for those grieving, that they may be comforted. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord God, may the radiance of your glory light up our hearts and bring us safely through the shadows of this world until we reach our homeland of everlasting light. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Right, let us have some news from the parishes, please, Tarika and Angela.
From the cathedral, Shining Stars, the preschool music group for preschoolers and their carers, is on every Thursday at 9:30 in the cathedral. And St. Vinny's Op Shop is having a $2 adult clothing sale starting this Tuesday, running up until Saturday. From St. Mary's Parish, the Lenten Reflection Program starts at 5 p.m. on Thursdays in the parish hall for the Lenten period. And St. Vincent de Paul is in urgent need of food donations. From St. Bridget's Parish, World Day of Prayer is going to be held at the Baptist Church next to the library in Fielding. This will be on the 6th of March. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And that concludes Catholic Radio for this week. But we'll be back next week, Sunday, at the same time. So thank you, everybody, for being with us. And thank you, Tarika and Angela, for sharing your light by spreading the good news. May we all reflect the light of Christ with others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God of day and God of darkness, now we stand before the night, as the shadows stretch and deepen. Come and make our darkness bright. All creation still is groaning for the dawning of your might. When the Sun of peace and justice fills the earth with radiant light.
Still the nations curse the darkness, still the rich oppress the poor, still the earth is bruised and broken by the ones who still want more. Come and wake us from our sleeping, so our hearts cannot ignore.
All your love of justice, so we do our
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.